And hi, welcome to Hocus Pocus Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
And I'm Dee.
And we're two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door if you're curious or have questions about the overall spiritual and metaphysical journey. We're here to create a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus Let's Focus episode. That was a tongue twister all the time.
Just the Virgo in me just always has my phone ready. Even though I know it, if I fuck up, I'm going to be pissed. Because.
And it's funny because it's somehow like I remember my mom's phone number subconsciously. Like I know the script.
Like the landline?
No, her like cell phone number. I don't know how. Somebody asked me what her number is. Mm-hmm. It'll come out.
Yeah.
But like on the spot, no, I don't know. So I think they'll probably just do it, some coding in there.
I don't know. I still remember my mom's landline number. But like I always like da, 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 da. Okay. And she doesn't have that number anymore. Does she?
I don't know if people will ever wait. First of all, I don't know if like Glenn. You know what's the funny part? So I was like walking around my apartment the other day. Mm-hmm. I was walking out, and these are thoughts that I have like at 4:30 in the morning. I was like, before all of this, before cell phones, people used to have landlines in this building. How did that function? Like all this concept just blew me away. I was like, what the hell? How did that? Mm-hmm.
Just is what it is. We were cool like that and shit. All those landlines. What donut are you eating? All the potians, what donut you're eating.
Not sponsored, but if Dunkin' wants to sponsor me, please.
Don't have to sponsor us. Any place.
It's pumpkin spice. Or Susan sends me this.
Yeah.
Deals. Because this basic bitch loves deals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin', $3 pumpkin spice latte, medium size.
Okay.
$3 medium size pumpkin spice lattes, iced. And then the pumpkin cream cold brew. I just told them that it's like milk in it. $3 still. Till November 13th.
Really? Yep.
And let me just tell you that I was convinced when I tried their brown sugar cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
I was never a big like cold brew fan or anything like that.
I've never tried.
Girl, try it. Like okay. $3?
At $3, yeah. Okay, you'll have to just cold brew?
The pumpkin one, the cold brew is really great.
I'm going to try the pumpkin one. I love pumpkin everything. I do.
Oh. No, wait.
I'll call you because it's summer and it's my birthday. So I'm
going to treat myself. You know what? At least Starbucks will honor you because you had it right, really spot on with that, with the TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
So somehow... Where was I? It was last Wednesday. I was driving from Alamo Draft House East on the far east side.
Mm-hmm.
And I bombed. I don't know why. It was like really hot. It was really hot and humid. And I was like, ugh.
Mm, it's our monsoon season for everybody out there. So it's humid.
It's very humid. Yeah. Like freaking 4:30 and it's still fucking humid as hell.
Yeah.
I was driving by and on the corner of my eye on this billboard, this digital billboard, the skies parted. The sky parted into pumpkin spice. Like, so literally like Dunkin' Donuts has, I think they had their national brand. So they're like $3 pumpkin cold brew. And I was like, what the hell? And I have the Dunkin' app.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened it up and sure enough,
there
pumpkin spice was back with Dunkin', because Dunkin's been beating out Dunkin' for the past since 2020 has been beating Starbucks on the reveal. They're trying to beat fall. They're trying to be like the number one for fall. And they're winning by far. I'm gonna tell you, this Starbucks bitch, which I have my tumbler of Starbucks here.
Thank you.
But I had this discussion with you anyways, long story short. So Starbucks is going to release their pumpkin spice latte at the end of this month. So on your birthday, they'll be having it.
Then they'll have it. Cool. Well, then I'll try it.
Yeah.
Might as well. My ass is up early with the dance team anyway. I'll go over. It's right there too. That Dunkin' is always packed on Yarbrough.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? So before race, before Saturday's, before Cloud Croft race, the most iconic picture, and too bad that we didn't take a picture of it. So it was a cop getting donuts at Dunkin' Donuts, like at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning.
Damn. I like it though.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, before we get all into fall,
I'm already into a fall.
I know, but we're celebrating Virgo season, which is my season.
Fall season too, so
Well, yeah, because Virgo season, right when it ends of September 22nd, is when fall begins. So we are the last ones before the happiness of everybody gets all crazy with fall and spooky season and all the comforts. But yay. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about Virgo season. And I actually found some affirmations, 10 comforting Virgo season affirmations, because a lot of times, like the memes and like the other stuff, it's like, oh, Virgo season, we hate it. We want to sleep right through it
why?
because it's very structured. It's like, okay, we have the fun of Leo, feeling ourselves, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, oh, we're going to pick up the book now and we're going to start getting shit done. So it's setting up, it just depends where Virgo is, obviously, in your chart. But yeah, some people
See,
don't like it.
here's the thing. I've never had any crap with like Virgos. Over this, I think you guys are pretty cool.
This is where I was talking to Daniel. Like, you know how it's like, I've also seen, are you a August Virgo or a September Virgo? You know, and so I know that plays into account, but I've never really had issues. I can see why people don't, maybe Virgo season or people are not their cup of tea, but just very structured in a line. And as far as we go, at least perfectionism is like a big thing. Like everything has to be just right, and sometimes that can be the downfall. It's almost that stubbornness of like a Taurus, like no, it's like this, you know. But
Yeah.
it's just, if it's not like this, it's more on us, not so much on the other person. But then when we go into someone else's space, it's like, "Oh, let me fix this and line it up." You know what I mean? So, I can see why it can kind of get under people's skin. But at any rate, just depending on where you're.
Humble opinion, I have not had a bad thing with Virgos, because I appreciate it. Here's from like a standpoint of entering the holiday season, because if we're gonna put this holiday spin to it, as you know it will, I don't see it as the end of summer. I think it's like you're giving it structure for for like the holidays. Like it's like you're cleaning
Oh, I
up
like
before
that.
the party,
Yeah.
because that's how I think of the last stretch of the year, like the summer months, like September, October, November, December. You need structure. You can't just go like, because honestly, let's take the weepiness of Cancer and
Okay.
then take like Leo hyping everything up and being like the last one, like at the end of the party, crashing everything. There's just like a big ass mess everywhere.
Everywhere.
Somebody's gotta clean it. And unfortunately, it's your guys' job. So, in much, it's not that you guys get crap for it. I think it's your guys, the cleanup crew. To
Yeah.
the mess that we had for summer. So I feel bad for y'all. It's like Disneyland. 12 freaking mess. Somebody's got to clean it up to make it all match.
GTFO, we're getting get a bucket. Here we go. Yeah. Actually, it's funny because right when Virgo season started, I didn't even realize, but I had already started kind of structuring myself into separate things. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, and it was just like automatic. Cleaned up a little bit. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess we're into Virgo season. And now, especially like with school, like now I mean, I told you, I was like, I need to give you my calendar because my mind was like, can you believe that I don't have a planner yet? I know. You should see the, how do you not have your planner? I haven't gone to buy one. I haven't stopped because a planner to me, I have to find the perfect one. I made a mistake on this last planner and it went from Monday through Sunday instead of Sunday through Saturday, the way the calendar was, and it just fucked me up. So, I mean, I have all my calendars, like my phone calendar and my wall calendar here at the house and my desk calendar at home, but I don't have my actual planner for the first time ever in my years.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
That's really impressive because the fact that you can keep up with all of those, that's impressive to me. Planner. Having it in a digital format, and I sometimes forget the shit that's on my digital format.
It's been a thing. I'm like, I still don't have a planner yet. It's crazy. And you know what? I think also I'm adjusting to this new school calendar because usually we're barely getting started this week. And I've already been in it 4 weeks now. So yeah, dude.
Thanks.
Yeah. Cause we started in July. Yeah. Me sooner. Cause I am a coach, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, but like, let me tell you, no, I don't know how you do it. Cause you were telling me the other day when you wake up early and I'm like, why?
Why? Cause football season here, girl. Yeah. Texas.
No joke.
You wake up at 4:30 to go run.
I slept through it on Tuesday and I felt bad about it. I'm gonna do this shit. That's how I go. I'm gonna go fall asleep early. The one time. No, anyways. Nice. But this, let's talk about the affirmations because I'm interested. Because I will defend Virgos. I will defend my fellow, Earth family.
Earth is good for y'all. And sometimes it's just, you need that grounding element and to slow down because that Leo fire energy is like this. It's fire. It's fast. Let's go. And water is quick, but not as fast, and same with that air element. So obviously the earth elements are a lot slower. Slow your roll. Let's stop and evaluate. And it's a lot of things with the material world just is. So I have my notes. I am set today.
Okay, she's set because we're going to sit down and listen.
We're going to sit down as it is Virgo season. So what is Virgo energy? It's ruled by the planet Mercury. Virgo energy can grant us the intelligence, detail-oriented mindset, and organizational motivations that we've been looking for. So we're basically getting our ass in gear. This is where we start looking at every detail, checking the boxes, and we're starting to get organized. So, I mean, it's almost like spring cleaning in late summer, like Dee said, before the craziness of the holidays, because all of a sudden, dude, it's Halloween. It's fucking Halloween, at least for major holidays. Halloween and then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's, then Valentine's Day. I feel like there's no like catch my breath. So
and then you have St. Patrick's Day and then you have Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just be honest that the year goes by. It really does fly by after October 31st.
Mm-hmm. It's just go, go, go.
You have to go buy, create, sales start, you have to start decorating the in-laws, and that's kind of the I love fall because I love the aesthetic of fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the aesthetic of Christmas, but in all honesty, like, it's the sad, the year came to a close. Like, you wanted the year to come to this point and then it's here
and then it's like down. So both the earth sign and it's mutable. Virgo energy desires structure, but still demands flexibility, which can be an asset or it can be a challenge. So yes, we like things a certain way, at least wherever your Virgo placement is, but you also have to make sure you're flexible. Unfortunately, it can lead to overthinking, anxiety, and stress. If and stress, if you're not like handling it with that sense of flexibility, that things don't always go your way, which is hard for anybody. But here we go with the manifestations and relaxed and empowered affirmations. So here's one. Let me switch over. Number one, I create my own opportunities with ease. So whether
notes on this. Hang on, this is actually a great point to take notes.
I like it. Yes, just take notes.
Let's take notes. Oh fuck, where's my pen? Now I'm gonna have continue. Let me go find my pen.
Yeah. So you can grab your, I should have said, hey, grab your notebook. I just ran in here. So I create my own opportunities with ease. So common anxiety is, you may stumble into, is that things are just thrown at you without, your planning. So this is where we start planning any ideas that we may have. If you're manifesting a romantic partner or the new job opportunity, whether it's a new job or maybe a pay increase or whatnot, or anything else, it can be anything. It's a daunting thought, but just know that you create your own opportunities with ease. So it's like what you're manifesting out in the universe.
I'm sorry, I was making myself laugh when you said manifesting a new partner, and I was like, it's a trap, y'all.
It's not a trap. It's different.
They call it cuffing season for a reason.
This is true.
I'm just sitting. You know, I am, in this neck of the woods, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that be very careful with your manifestation, y'all. You know, that cute little
while. Very outfit. Specific, as we always say.
That beard might be in for a little while, but think about it. Think it through. Consequences, y'all.
Number two, I release stress with every breath.
Wait, can you repeat the first one again?
Yeah. So the first one was, I create my own opportunities with ease.
Okay.
So it's easy, y'all. No problem. Number two is, I release stress with every breath. So our greatest difficulties during Virgo season is kind of going to war or trying to come to terms with your own inner world. So your shadow work, your anxieties. So just allowing yourself even just one deep breath. We want to strive for at least a couple, but just one. Release it. And that's every breath. Just release the stress. Okay. So really just simply, breathing in slowly in and out, and just knowing that you have control of your body when you have that breath work, no matter where you are, what you're doing in the car, at lunchtime, even if you take, I got to go to the bathroom, and just have that time for you, because you know that you're in control of your body at that time. You're in control. Number three, my insights are my assets to myself and others. So my insights are assets to myself and others, because in your Virgo placement, you're going to have a keen eye, and things are going to catch your eye, whether for positive or negative. So we feel inclined to share our ideas with others. So this is validating your insight. So a lot of us, me, struggle with that imposter syndrome, time and again. It just is what it is, but we empower ourselves to share what is on our mind, knowing with confidence what I have to offer holds value.
And that's very important to acknowledge.
Yeah. So your ideas, the way you feel, those are all valid. You have to tell yourself that though. Okay. So that, I really like that one. The insights are my assets to myself and others. The next one, I receive back the energy I give. And I think this can be used like not just in Virgo season, And I think the reason this affirmation helps during the season is because, and I'll be the first to admit it as a Virgo, as a recovering people pleaser, I give a lot of energy and I give and I give and I give. And sometimes some people will take advantage of that. Unfortunately, right? If you're going to take on a job, you know, hey, do you need help with anything? Yeah. Can you help me with this and this and this and this? Sure. Let me help you. But then they continue to keep putting stuff on your plate. That's where you got to like, this isn't matching my energy. Uh-huh. So you still have to set the boundaries and you have to establish them clearly. What can I help you with right now? Or I'm not in the space to help you with this project or help you with this problem. And I mean, that's also listening, because sometimes I think we've all known a person who's just negative all of the time and there's no positivity coming out of that person's mouth ever. And that drains your energy. So you need to receive back the energy that you give. If you're giving good, positive energy and others are not reciprocating it, you need to start defining that line. So also remember that you can receive too. It's not just you giving, giving, giving. Open yourself up to receive. And it doesn't have to be perfect. So if someone's going to offer to wash the dishes and they don't do it the way you do, just let it, because they're helping you.
That's a hard one though. Like,
I know.
The same way too, because I'm like, squat, I'll just do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, because you're sending a channel to the universe that it's like, okay, we're here to help you, but you're being ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just used to always doing everything from a past relationship, right? So that's something I have to work on. And it's fucking hard. It's like the hardest fucking thing I got to do, because I'm used to doing it. And then when I have someone who's like, no, well, let me help you, wait, what's the catch?
You're waiting for the shoe to drop. And I didn't know that that's what that was until you bring up a good point. And I think I was having a rough yesterday. So what was yesterday? Saturday.
Damn.
Saturday. But Tuesday. And it's this one. Look. I receive back the energy that I give out.
Mm-hmm.
We do. I kind of just saying that because that's kind of what I felt yesterday. It's like, you know, you pour yourself into work, you pour yourself into clients, or you pour yourself into your students, whatever, insert person here, mm-hmm. into relationships. And then you kind of get fed up when they don't return it back.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like a lot of recovery. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. All right. Next one. I find power through routine. Now some of you are a fly by the seat of your pants people, but around in Virgo season, or even if you see it wherever you see it in your chart, you're going to want to find some kind of organization and routine, even if that's not really something you do. So finding power through routine is really empowering you. It's not a restriction. And I think that's where people get, I guess, turned off by it, like, oh, routines, but it's not to trap you. It's to empower you, to give you that structure, because a routine can be, when I wake up and I put my feet on the floor, I take one deep breath and tell myself I'm a badass. That's a fucking great routine. I'm not talking about a routine like, oh, I need to, you know, make my coffee and then I sit down and then I put my right leg in my pant leg and then my left. It doesn't have to be that restrictive. So just finding power through any routine. And this is where you can, if you're one that loves glamour magic, you can put that into a routine. If you drink coffee or tea in the morning, even if you don't make it yourself, I don't have, maybe D can do it, but like just with your coffee and just like,
yeah, so to demonstrate, y'all.
Yeah, today's gonna be a fucking great day.
I will kill a bitch today. Yeah, there you go. Sometimes that's all it takes, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I won't kill a bitch today. I'm going to take my deep breaths when I need it. Take that sip of coffee or tea. And there you go. That is a powerful routine. So I know sometimes people are like, ugh, routines and structure, but it's do the ones that are going to give you empowerment, not don't cookie cutter yourself to someone else.
Let me add this point from somebody, because I used to come from that way, you know, and I didn't realize that until I had to be my own adult. And even then, like when structuring my day, because I don't go into like a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
So structuring my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, my Thursday, and my Friday, and just dedicating, and when Susan means like routine, it's like dedicating one day. Maybe it's a Wednesday to do follow-up emails. Maybe you're going to block out time to do that. And we're used to thinking that routine is going to basically be, that's it. You have no program. You caved into this whole corporate world about agendas and everything's like categorized. No, it's here to give you that space and time to give you order to your day full of chaos. And that's how I see it. Because once I have something and somebody wants to throw it in a day that's not there, my whole week gets thrown off. And it's not because it's sad. It's because, let's say like you're in sales, or you go to the office and you start each day like straight out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun, like how I see it.
Yeah.
You're more defensive and you're trying to play catch up with the day.
Yeah.
You're always behind a little bit. So think of it that way. It's like you're planning ahead.
Yeah. And how amazing would it be just to always put in a day like, every third Tuesday of the month, I'm going to take a bath, and you set an alarm on your phone. That is a good routine for yourself, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to sit with my favorite tea, or I'm going to unplug and snuggle with my person or my animal, or just whatever it is going to help you. So I don't want you to feel like, oh, routine, here we go. It's whatever can empower you.
And you said that right when I had such a hard time doing like card readings or just a card for myself in the morning or at night. And what did you tell me? And I bring this topic back. It's pulling a card before my run or before I start. So you can ponder those things. That's a little routine that you do now or that I do now that wasn't available and it fits in your schedule. You're already out the door. Might as well start, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before you head out the door in the craziness, take a deep breath, pull something, and just go about your day.
Yeah.
You have to be carving out this whole meditation, this whole relaxation that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Find little snippets in there.
Yeah. And make it your own. Mm-hmm. The next one, I am intelligent and capable. So in true Virgo fashion, right? Communication and thought, general functions of our mind are all heightened this season. So I am intelligent and capable allows you to make the most out of your quick thinking during this time. So just already telling yourself like, I know this shit and I know I'm capable of doing it even when we hit a roadblock. So just, you know, the communication and thought functions of Virgo-ness. And that one's real quick and easy. Just giving yourself that little affirmation. I am intelligent and capable. The next one is I carry my plans. Oops. And I messed up my notes. There it is. I carry my plans through and accomplish my goals. I carry my plans through and accomplish my goals. And we're not setting grandiose goals, you guys. We're just setting a plan. So maybe your plan is that routine and you accomplish it. And then you give yourselves that pat on the back. Like, I proved myself right. I can carry out my plans through and I can accomplish my goals. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this one. I branch out and attract new beginnings. I branch out and attract new beginnings. Because even though like we're communicative you know, I can chit chat. I'm actually really shy. And I know some of you wouldn't think it, but deep down, if I have to like do what Dee does and like talk to a lot of people, I'm like, cause I don't really know. And, you know, Dee's always around a lot of people. So she's always got to ground and, you know, protect herself. But as far as Virgo season is, branch out and attract those new beginnings. So know that you're going to attract greatness and you're going to be open to these possibilities. Don't let your anxieties like block you, because wherever you have Virgo, you can speak with eloquence in wherever you have, either during this season period or wherever you have Virgo in your chart.
Remember, guys, I think for I'm just going to touch base on this. I remember when Carlos used to tell me about doing scripts, and this is coming from a fire sign, like legit a fire sign. He would write a script and kind of do it verbatim, checklist, to-do list. So in his structure was very, very structured. Like, you have to have this and you have to branch out. And what I'm trying to say is Virgos have a really beautiful way that you guys can communicate effectively than having to be like fire signs where we, you know, we're, it's just extroverted all the time. And it's just like word vomit. You guys get to perfect like an elevator pitch and execute it. So not that you have to do it all the time, but it's
right.
Speak more structure and with more organization than just off the cusp.
And I think I'll end with this one. I readily accept recognition and reward. I readily accept recognition and reward. Me as a Virgo, I don't normally like, you know, I just do what I do. I'm not like doing it to expect, you know, an applause, you know, or anything like that. But, you know, if you're working hard, like, be recognized. It's okay. Before we run out of time, I just wanted to pull a card for Virgo season. For anybody, for everybody out there, this isn't just for Virgos, it's for Virgo season. I have the Modern Spiritual Latina Oracle. They're beautiful cards, by the way. All right, so for Virgo season, they're a little bit big for my hands. Advice for Virgo season for the collective.
Actually, if you're doing that, I'll pull an oracle card because I think this is the last. This should be the last one that I get to use Beltane before I start using Samhain.
Okay. So for the collective, for Virgo season, cosmic sisterhood, finding a spiritual community, looking for patterns, sisterhood, intersectional feminism, and star seed lineage. This is a beautiful card. It has a key at the top. We have the brightness, I want to say it's the sun or the cosmics, and it's out in the stars. It has a spider web in the background, beautiful flowers as well, pink and white, and the number 22 at the bottom in case that resonates with anybody. I don't know if I mentioned the key at the top. So yeah, cosmic sisterhood, finding that spiritual community. And hey, guess what? You found it. We're here.
Welcome. And with that said, I got love spell for the collective here. I'm gonna put this
one. I think if you put it in front of you, it'll catch.
There you go. Oh yeah, you guys can see the messy room that I have, Charlotte.
How pretty! I love it.
So it says, "Let the honey of your soul swell in the depths of love." So this is going to be, so this is from the sister season of the witch, Beltane. So talking about community. Let's see which one. Where are you? Oh. If I could spell.
I don't know if you can see the time, but yeah, 4 minutes.
I'll rush through. Hang on.
You don't have to rush.
intention.
Try not to do a two-parter. We're trying to minimize the work for D.
Yeah. So it's knowing what you need is the first step towards embracing it. So this pulling love spell means you are ready to establish your system of belief and the sacred principles that will define all of the sacred, all of your choices moving forward. If you're asked about love, then this card guides you to be clear about the type of love you're seeking. Again, guys,
Cupping is
real. No, but it really is about setting intentions. So you can put something out in the universe, but if you're like, well, I just want to find love, and you, so a lot of people come here, like, you know, come, you're like, no, that's not it. Be very intentional. And I think that's what Virgoness is. Yeah. Intention is behind everything.
Exactly. And showing yourself that love too. Hell.
Yeah. Be intentional with it. Go easy on yourself. Because remember, like, if, and somebody put this to me very, Matt put this, and he was telling me, he's like, I would love to work for myself. Like, he's like, he thinks that he's a great boss. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that way. You know, it's like, so be, if you can't, if you wouldn't want to work for yourself,
change it.
Change that. I'm just going to say that.
I like that message, actually. That's really cool. Awesome. Well, you guys, thank you for listening in or stopping by on our YouTube. Leave us, smash all the buttons, all the positive buttons there. And again, you can find us at Hocus Pocus Let's Focus on Instagram. You can shoot us an email, hocuspocusletsfocus@gmail.com. Remember that if you leave us a 5-star review and you send us your post, you will get a free reading from myself. And if D's schedule allows it, maybe D.
Whichever one, if you want tarot, if you want a tarot, get victimized. If you want your best friend of Oracle to like
snuggle you,
we can smother you too.
I love it. Well, we love you guys, and thank you for celebrating this day with us. And we'll catch you on the flip side.